Welcome back to Habits Talk, where we don't give advice, but let the habits talk.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And on that note, today's episode is about gratefulness. So, David, on the top of your
sir.
head, in 3 seconds, what is
Man,
that one thing in your life that you are forever grateful for?
life. I was gonna say my mom, but also life. Okay, two
Amen.
things. I can't
Okay.
switch. I can't switch up, but yeah.
Okay, that's
Life
where we're going
and
to. That's where we're going to. I like that. Okay. So my question was, did you take a lot of time to think about it, or was it just like
No,
quick?
it was instant, but like I was debating between my mom and life.
Okay. So
So like I
what
already
did
had those already. As soon as you said it, I knew what I was gonna say. I was gonna say my mom. But I'm like, I'm also grateful for my life, just life in general,
That's good. I like that. So, would it be fair to say that everyone has something to be grateful for? Something.
Mean, I would say yes, everyone should have something to be grateful for because, I mean, if you're not grateful for something, then I don't think you're really gonna be able to enjoy any moment at all in life. So.
Absolutely. So what is gratefulness, right? So gratefulness is recognizing the good things in life, regardless how big, regardless how small they are. And that can be directed towards people or events, or like you said, like even at life itself, with a sense of humility and with a sense of awareness. Right?
Yeah, I second that.
So jumping straight into the topic, how do you practice gratitude in your life?
Gratitude? Okay, so well, I'll ask you first.
Go
Do you
ahead.
think gratitude and gratefulness are the same thing? I will answer your question. The only reason I ask this is because, I mean, I would probably have to do some dictionary definitions, but when I think about just gratefulness and what it is, right? I think gratefulness in simplicity is just being able to appreciate something, as you said, just be thankful for it could be something small or something big, that is just gratefulness. And it doesn't have to be something that is, done in the moment. Now, when I hear gratitude, I feel like gratitude is more of a person's quality, right? I see gratitude as some like you would look at somebody, oh, this person is somebody who has like gratitude in themselves, right? But gratefulness is, I feel like, is an action you would. Don't get me wrong. I'm just giving my own internal definition of distance. So I'm not saying this is dictionary, but how I see it at least is that, you can be grateful and have gratitude. But what I'm saying is like how I vi envision or how I would look at just the word gratitude. I see it as when you want a quality like patience, for example, that's the type of thing I think about when I hear gratitude. Somebody who is grateful. You know what I mean? I feel like grateful is inside, or gratefulness is inside of gratitude, is
Oh,
how I
that's
see
a
it.
I like the last line you put.
If that
Yes.
makes sense.
Right. For me, simply put, it's just thankfulness. It's being thankful for something, for something in your life or someone in your life. That's gratefulness. And I think it's a good question, actually. I didn't think about that. Gratitude would be, huh? Actually, I
Like,
should.
have you heard the term gratitude attitude? Like somebody who has a gratitude attitude.
I haven't heard
That's
of that.
like that's what I think about when I hear gratitude. Like I feel like this is a quality, a trait, a habit of someone.
Hey, we're letting the habits talk.
It's a habit someone has, not I wouldn't say mastered, but it's one of their traits. It's one of something they've cultivated. You know, that's how I see gratitude.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know? And then you can be grateful, like I said, and still have a gratitude attitude, you know, but I'm not saying the roles can't be reversed, but I'm just saying gratefulness is inside of that gratitude.
So, right? So walking in the same light as you are. So would you say that a culmination of grateful habits leads to gratitude?
Mm-hmm. Leads to a wait, I was about to say some English that I didn't even know, but it leads to a gratitude attitude or a gratitude lifestyle.
Okay, I like where we're going with this. Okay, okay. So
I know we're going off topic, but this is just how I process this. I think.
No, that's good. That's good. So on that note then, so how do you practice gratefulness in your everyday life? I'm going to change the question.
How do I practice gratefulness?
Give me the most simplest thing you can think about.
I think prayer. But then again, I would say I don't pray every day. I should be, but I don't. So,
yeah, I don't either. So,
you know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's actually, give me one moment. Let me actually think about that. How do I practice gratefulness every day? In terms of how do I practice it? I wouldn't say I practice it.
Okay, not you know what? I'll change the question again. How do you practice gratefulness?
Okay. Internally, so something I've been thinking about right now is being appreciative of the little things, and by little things, I mean understanding that the thing I prayed for before, which is what I have now, I shouldn't be looking forward to the things that I don't have. Instead, I should be grateful, thankful for the things that I prayed for, which I now have. I think that's how I practice gratefulness. Now, let me put it this way, right? Because I'm somebody who, I was actually thinking about patience not too long ago, today. Because of work, and I was thinking about how I was really just antsy, just angry as well at work, because of how busy it was and how nerve-wracking it was getting for me. Now I then took a moment to realize that okay, this is the same job that is housing where I'm living, paying for the lavish lifestyle and you know, and trips
I got that you. I'm taking.
You know what I mean? Like it's the same job that is basically sustaining me currently with how I live and where I am, you know. So I think after reflecting on that, I mean, don't get me wrong, tomorrow I'm still gonna go back to work and complain and, you know, go through the same cycle, but I am aware of it.
That happens.
Only because I say that only because, you know, it's normal for us to want more in life. You know, you're always looking forward to something. But going back to what I said earlier, one can't really, or I can't really say I'm living if I have nothing to be grateful for, because I mean, the whole point is to achieve a goal in life that you set up, because who doesn't have a goal in life? Your goal could be to just eat one square meal in one day. A goal could just be to, you know, find water to drink in two days. I don't know. You know, the goal can be as small as anything you can think of. Your goal could be just to breathe air. Let's say, you know, you're sick and you just want to get better.
Right.
That is something to be grateful for. You know, that's something enough to be grateful for. Now, that being said, those are the things that I take for granted.
Right.
You know, you ever get sick and then you realize how much you were taking?
Boy, I have been granted. There so many times, dude. Like when I got COVID twice, that's all I was thinking. Man, the times I just took for granted. Like I just want to go out and for a walk, but I walk two steps and I'm tired and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, you know,
no, like I remember I just had like sore throat this past week, and I was so pissed because sore throat is one of the things that I hate the most because I can't eat. I'm a foodie. I like to eat. So when I have sore throat, I never enjoy what I'm eating. I could be well. I might not even be like fully on feverish or anything. Just sore throat enough is bad for me. Like I would take headache over sore throat, you know. But going back to the question you asked, I know I've gone off on a tangent here, but how I practice gratefulness would be to appreciate the little things. And by little things, I mean the things that I take for granted, to be aware of them.
We're on the same page because I was going to say the same exact thing. I used to complain so much back in my days, old days, and I never found happiness in that. But as soon as I shifted perspective, I started looking at the very small things, and I started praying. And the P in prayer is to praise, and when you praise, you thank. And to thank, you have to count your blessings. So it brought me down to like, okay, the first thing I'm going to do when I start my day is thank God for a roof on top of my head, food on my plate, and for the health I have, because those are the things that I do take for granted, like how you mentioned, because it's so easy to go off track and still want to need one more, which is human nature. But it's so easy to also like not, to be delusional or not to open your eyes fully and see the very small things, like how you said, one meal or a drink or, the very health we have. It's so easy to take it for granted. So I think the very simple aspects of life and seeing the ordinary as extraordinary and genuinely enjoying it. That's even that's a bit hard for me. Like it's I thank God for the house I have, but then I still don't find it a bit I still don't find it a very big blessing until I see someone homeless. Does it make sense? That's when it really hits me, like, okay, you know what? I really need to be, like, thank God, you know what I mean? Like, so there are different aspects of it, but the very foundational part of it is being simplicity, being happy with the very simple things in life. Because I remember in college there was a time when I just wanted a car, and I'll have a car. When I wanted a job, now I have a job. When I wanted to be financially independent, not saying that I am, but then I kind of am. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's simply put, like the same answer as you said, it's finding the joy in the very small things in life. But there are days when I fall off track, and that's what my next question was. Personally, I think I have come to a realization where if I keep the mindset of gratefulness and if I am consistent with it, I'm happier, versus if I fall off track and then if I try to start from scratch, it's a bit hard for me. What I'm trying to say is, if I start from scratch, I have to start making a list of the things that I have to be grateful for. Versus if every day, if I keep the attitude of, okay, I'm grateful for this, and I am grateful for this for life. It doesn't matter. For life, as long as I have health, I have food on my plate and a roof on top of my head, I'm forever grateful for. So I started this mindset. And it personally for me, it's helping me because those are the things that I easily tend to take for granted. Like if there's food at home and if I feel like going outside and buying, I'm like, wait a second, I have food at home, even though I really want to go buy, I would still go buy it, but besides the point, I would still try to make myself a bit guilty for it, So what I'm trying to say is I try to keep that as a habit, keeping that mindset of seeing that ordinary as an extraordinary and finding joy in that. Like, oh, I have food at home. That's a blessing, I can wake up in the morning knowing that I'm safe at home. That's a blessing. I can commute from one place to another. I have a car versus when I used to cycle to school or walk to school or, those little things in life. So that really helps me to advance in my life in terms of my family, relationship, work. And to be honest, that's exactly why I picked this topic today, because it's been in my head for a very long time. And it kind of touches base with what our previous topic was about, self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think that I practice gratefulness. I try to tell myself what I'm grateful for, which is that self-talk. So, yeah. So on that note, what's that one habit you could be working on that would allow you to perceive your world in a more grateful manner?
Okay. Question, mm-hmm. right? And not that I'm answering the question with a question, but...
No, go ahead.
What if it's not a habit you are working on, but it's a habit you think you want to work on? So basically I'm saying...
Now let me think.
It's something you've like thought about, but like you just haven't gotten around to starting that habit. Okay, that's just me making excuses. But okay, if there is a habit that I've been trying to cultivate, you know, to help, I guess, cultivate a grateful, a gratefulness attitude. Let me say that. It would probably be. It would probably be between working on praying daily and, I guess, just reading the Bible. I say that to say just because, specifically the prayer aspect. I think prayer is probably the best way to show thankfulness. You know, depending on whatever religion, you know, anyone is or is following. But for me, you know, I go out, you know, do things every day. You know, being able to pray is your way of communicating with God. It's like your way of having a conversation, right? Right. And if I'm not able to just sit down and say I'm thankful to wake up to see another day, then, I mean, you can't really be grateful for anything else, because it's probably that is probably the thing we all take for granted the most.
Very true.
I say we all. That's just me speaking for myself.
No, me too. Yeah.
Because I don't know what it takes to sleep and then wake up. I mean, yes, people know it. The science has given us all the tools to understand the process, but like, do you know what it takes to not be conscious of yourself while right. you're not awake? The very
blessing to sleep peacefully is also a big deal.
Exactly. So I think prayer in the morning, first thing in the morning, is probably one thing I've been working on too. Mm-hmm. I saw this show. I am watching it. So it's a show called The Chosen. And I mean, there's more seasons coming, but so far, one thing I've loved about that show is how the characters in there, they always say their prayer in the morning when they wake up. You know, it's like they made it a habit to say their prayer in the morning when they wake up. Or at least the writers or the producers made sure the audience or the people watching can see that these characters were making those daily prayers. And I thought that was good. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder to pray. And ever since I started watching that show, something I've tried to be conscious of. And so, yeah, I would say prayer. Now, why I asked the question about what if it's a habit that you think you want to work on? And now that habit would be humility.
Oh, I was gonna, you took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's something I struggle with. And obviously, in the future, we're going to have a topic about pride and whatnot. So that would come.
Yes. And,
but I mean, in just a small definition that I can provide right now of what humility is for myself is just the ability to not see yourself as important, for one, and for two, if ever there was a situation where, you know, you wanted to see yourself as important or as a bigger person than you are, the ability to just reflect and say, I know God, or maybe not God, but understand that life is a gift.
Hmm.
It's not something I granted myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that thinking, and it can be, you can break it down in different aspects of your life, but I think understanding for myself that life is a gift, and appreciate or find something to appreciate about this gift in moments where I'm struggling, or, you know, pride is about to kick in.
Let me put it that way. Right.
Find something to appreciate this thing we call life, which is a gift.
Right. Right.
I'm trying not to go too much off topic, but yes, humility is another.
No, that's a very good point you made, because I personally don't think you can be grateful without humility.
Absolutely. That's why, remember when I said gratitude is the attitude, it's a part of the person, it becomes a quality of a person. So yes. Somebody who is, you know, who practices no, man, leave me with English, bro. I'm
sorry. We're not professional at all, and I love that.
somebody who practice, or that practice gratitude, they must embody that humble character or have that trait of humility, right?
Right, right.
But I think the idea to be grateful is to remind ourselves to do this constantly, to be able to form that habit. That's, like I said, that's how I see it. Gratefulness is what you want to be practicing, but gratitude is somebody who has achieved gratefulness.
Right.
That's how I see it. So that's why, as you said, you know, someone cannot be, you know, grateful or have that gratitude attitude without, you know, and not be humble.
Right.
Because that's what practicing gratefulness mean.
Right. Or
that's what being, you know, grateful, that's what it means. And that's what practicing gratitude mean. At least that's how I see it, you know. So humility is the same thing that we've just touched upon. You know, bro, like I said, I don't want to go too much into like humility and pride, because I feel like that's its own topic in itself. But there's so much that happens in today's world in terms of debts. And by debts, I mean people dying unnecessarily just because of pride.
Right.
And I'm out here talking about somebody else, but even myself, there's so much I've lost. There's so many people I've lost just because of my pride.
Right.
So many relationship connections, whatever the case may be, because of pride. So many things I could have gained, so many opportunities lost because of, like I said, I'm not going to go into that. This is not the topic for the day. So
no,
I'm going to leave it up to you.
It's a soon to come episode very soon.
Yes, sir.
But I want to touch base with that, because personally, even I've had problems with that. When it gets too much into your head and the world just revolves around you, and you just completely blank out for a second, and you just forget that if God, whoever you believe in, did not decide to wake you up, you would not see this day.
Mm-hmm.
And for God to wake you up, there should be a purpose. There is a reason why you were chosen to wake up that day. You were born into the world for a reason, to fulfill that destiny. So with humility and understanding that and moving ahead is a good habit, and to which I was going to say, like, gratefulness is like, I would say, an emotion. And I think gratitude is more of a mindset that's developed with practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I got that from you.
I agree.
Yeah, I got that from you because I actually did not even know what exactly was the definition of gratitude.
Bro, I'm telling you, I did not look this up because I have no idea.
No, I had no clue either. I had no idea. But it kind of now kind of makes sense. I think we're on the same page. So then I guess that's where I'm going to lead this topic to then. So if we were to cultivate that kind of a mindset and practicing that mindset would be beneficial for the mind, for the body, for the soul. You know, mm-hmm. it would promote more of a more positive outlook on life. And I'm not saying it's going to be all cherries and blossom and it's going to be all happy and joy. No. But every time you fall into that path, you have something to fall back. Like you have reasons to be happy. And that's really positive to think about because you could be going through a lot in life and there are so many people out there who are suffering, who have problems in their life or have diseases or, you know, there's a lot going on in their life, but then they still put an effort to smile. And there are some people who don't even show that they are sad, you know, and that's just another level of strength that I admire so much. Like how, you know what I mean? Like you're going through so much in life, but then yet you are here not sharing that with anyone else and keeping it only true with God because God sees it, you know, and humbly presenting yourself in front of the society and doing what you should do and fulfilling your purpose in life. I find that very inspiring, but that's off topic. You know what I mean?
No, I don't even think it's off topic, but because you just said something. You just
like, I'm so sorry to jump in. Like our parents, just example, parents, family, these people have sacrificed so much. Regardless, they say it or not is a different thing, but there is so much that they have in their mind that they only share it with God and only God knows it. So it is a blessing to present yourself with humility to God because God has put that person in your life for him or her to sacrifice his happiness for you. So it goes a lot of ways, but yeah, back to
like you took the words right out of my mouth. So I don't even know what to say. Like when you talked about people who, you know, could go about a life still smiling and looking happy while, you know, not even sad, but going through things, you know, but they still present this grateful attitude and you see this jovial and more welcoming person. I think with that, there's a certain level of love that an individual like that has for themselves and for other people, you know, not just gratefulness, humility, but I think just love they have in consideration. But obviously love covers all of these things that we mentioned, all of these qualities and traits. So,
right.
Yeah. It's, as you said, it is next level because I'm not that way. I'm not there. Not even close.
And
my mom is somebody who, you know, I've looked up to, especially with that trait in what you just mentioned, because I know, and I feel like I'm still learning how much she has sacrificed for me. Right. And it's something that she never asked back. Like she never asked to be repaid for, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never asked me to repay those moments that, because, you know, the older you get, the more you realize how difficult it was and it is for parents.
That's so true. Yeah.
Because, you know, let me tell you this little scenario that I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, it kind of does tie into our topic because I told you I had this little story before we got on the mic. I think I was writing something. I don't remember exactly. But so I thought to myself, I said, when I was when I was a kid, when I was really young, like really, really young, I used to think about the moment. I used to think about minutes. And I'll explain my thought process by the end of this story, because
okay,
my brain works differently, bro. So when I was really young, I thought about moments. I thought about minutes. When I got into, I want to say preteen, so like 10, 9, you know, around that age,
mm-hmm.
I would think about minutes, hours, maybe days as well. And by think, I mean I look forward to.
Okay.
I'm always predicting. I'm always thinking ahead of. So I'll think about minutes. I'm sorry, not minutes, days, hours, around that. Yeah, maybe weeks, but mostly days.
Mm-hmm.
When I became a teenager now, I started thinking a lot more in weeks. Thinking a lot more in maybe a little bit of months. Maybe not a lot, but a little bit of months. And got, you know, further into my teenage years and young adulthood, I would think about months now constantly. And mm-hmm. obviously this is college level, getting out of high school. I think about months. I think about school year. But I'll think about months mostly. Now, I wouldn't say I'm a full adult, but yes, according to America, I'm a full adult. Being an adult now and having a full-time job, I think about years. By years, I mean I'm thinking 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years. I'm thinking about these. And what do I mean by that and all the stages that I've broken down? You notice how I said at the start, when I was a really young kid, I would think about moments, because I got to appreciate those. Every moment was joyful for me. Every moment was it for me. I was happy.
Very good point.
But the older I got, I wasn't like, you see how like Americans during the week, they'll work their ass off, but they're always looking forward to the weekend. Because mm-hmm. that's when they want to enjoy, want to have fun,
mm-hmm.
right? Because mm-hmm. work is stressful. You don't know, maybe you don't even love your job, and that's what I'm referring to right now.
Right,
not being
right.
able to appreciate the moment the older you get,
right?
Because the older you get, the more responsibility you get, the more worries come, the more
right.
thinking about the future, the more gratefulness attitude we lose.
Right. Oh, that's a very good point. I love that. That's so true.
Because as I realized that as I got older, I lost track of moments. I lost track of appreciating the now, but I'm always worried about the tomorrow. You know?
Right.
And I mean, it's life. The older you get, you will have to worry about tomorrow, you know? Mm. Because like I said, more responsibility, there's more risk, I should say, to not achieving your goal.
Right.
But then again, do I make small goals that would help me be more grateful? Remember how I talked about the things that I prayed for, the goals that I've set that I achieved? Am I still grateful for those, or am I not looking on to the next goal? You know?
Yeah.
So I don't even know how I got to this story, but that was.
No, I think this is going to be my favorite part of the whole episode, because you made a very, very, very good point, because that's what I was going to lead up to. Like, how can someone cultivate gratitude during difficult or stressful times, to which I don't have an answer, but I think you kind of answered that, because it's a very, very good point you made, because, it's when I was just thinking about it. I was just seeing it from my perspective. When I was a kid, I think I used to enjoy every single moment. I used to go out and play. I used to enjoy that moment. Then I used to come back home, fight with my sister. I used to enjoy that moment. And then I get some good food. I used to enjoy that moment. You know, I was living in the moment. But again, I didn't have a risk factor. I wasn't worried about what my future was holding for me. But then as I grew older, and when I was in college, for example, oh, I have to pass this class, I have to then pass this semester, and then I have to graduate, and then I have to get a job, and then I have to, you know, I understand responsibilities, but the best way to put it is to build small habits or small goals so that you don't zoom out way too much, but instead you zoom in.
Yep. You don't forget to be grateful. Yep, you just touched on it, because you know, I mean, we you can probably see it in like the story of Jesus and whatnot, like the struggles, or I would call them, I don't know, I mean, I think in the real world situation, you would call what being, you know, attacked, or just the entire storyline of Jesus Christ, how there was so much, I guess you could say, trials and tribulations. Bringing that to myself, right? Having those obstacles, how do I deal with? Because, like I said, we've read it. Christ was grateful throughout those entire, you know, things that he went through.
Right.
So,
right.
What made Christ grateful for those?
Now, can I add something to that? So, just on top of my head, would it be fair to say that Christ knew what his purpose was and what he had to fulfill? Mm. So he was accepting what his father's plan was for him. So he was willing to go through it.
Man, look, I don't have an answer to that question, bro.
God is speaking through me, bro. Wow.
I honestly did not have an answer to that question that I just asked, bro. But what you just said, it just hit me like a light bulb. Because remember how I talked about Maslow's hierarchy a couple of episodes ago?
Yeah. What's the last episode,
I think? I talked about self-actualization is probably one of the most difficult things that people ever achieve. Right. You know, self-actualization has to do a lot with gratitude, because somebody who was self-actualized, bro, they're not on the same level as anybody else, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually. Why do I say that? Because once you self-actualize, whatever you're doing, there's a certain joy. There's a certain level of contentment that goes with it. And that being said, going back to what you just said, knowing your purpose in life. If you know your purpose, I'm sure you started working towards it.
Right.
So you can have a job, but you can be working on your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also have a job and not know my purpose. So what? I'm just working a job.
Right.
And I could not be happy.
Right. Yeah.
Because I don't know if that's my purpose. Do I think it's my purpose? No.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not built for engineering. You know what I mean? I wasn't built for that. My brain doesn't work like that no more. But... If this is my purpose, I need a reset.
Oh, brother.
I need a reset on my purpose, because
I have so much to say, but I'm not going to say. Oh, man. You know, that's a good point, though, because it's I think it all ties down to that humility factor, mm-hmm. being humble before God and being in touch, being grounded to the reality. And surely you should see the world as it should be seen in that light, but being humble and knowing that an anger lasts just a moment, but a peaceful character lasts a very long time, you know. I don't even know what I just said there, but it's just humble, it's very humbling to know that what God has given you, he can take it away from you as well. So while you have it, be extremely joyful and praise God. Thank God for the parents. Thank God for the family, for the job, for the very little things and for the very big things as well. Because you can have everything in life. You can have everything in life. But what is it to gain if you don't have peace?
Right.
And,
Let me ask a question, right? Because, I mean, it's really nice for us to say, and like I said us, because I'm saying the same thing too. It's really nice for us to say, you know, let's be grateful of the little things and, you know, be grateful to wake up and be thankful to pray and all that. What if it's not enough? Let me ask it this way. What if just doing that is not enough? And let me explain what I mean by what if it's not enough. You set out, you know, we go out in the world and we set goals for ourselves. These goals could be because we've been influenced by the lifestyle of other people or by something we've seen outside in the world. Mm-hmm. It's just, the goal could just be because of inflation. Things are too expensive and you want to be able to achieve a certain lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting something.
It's very realistic.
You know,
right.
So what if just saying, oh, let me be grateful to be able to wake up and just say, now, mind you, that's not what I believe we're saying, right? We're not saying just be grateful and don't go achieve your goals.
No.
Exactly. Right. But what if it's not enough to be grateful? But then I want to rephrase that question. Because like I said, this is how I'm thinking.
Right.
What if it's not supposed to be, what if it's not enough to be grateful or be thankful? What if it should be, what is the purpose of me being thankful? What should that do for me? Why should I even be thankful? If I look at my current life, what should make me be thankful? What is the reason? Do you get why? Do you get the question I'm asking?
No, I get it. I was just trying to find answers to that.
Yeah, I'm looking for answers to bro, for myself. Yeah, I'm serious.
I don't have the answers. I think I kind of have an answer.
Okay.
Recently, the last few months, what I've realized is the biggest blessing that I think personally that for me, is not riches, is not beauty, is nothing but health. Because I lost a couple of people in my life that I personally or indirectly knew in the last few months to cancer or some accident or something. And the age factor is what really bothers me because they were very young. And I had a friend of mine from school. He's younger than me, but he just passed away because he had a brain tumor. And I was just thinking about his age and so much, how much more he could have achieved. Mm-hmm. But then here I am. God has blessed me with age, health, wealth, and, you know. So I think what I'm trying to say is, I don't know, I'm just being super realistic and looking at the very, very sad aspects of life and trying to compare it to mine. I don't know if that even sounds right, but do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to fill in the holes that others didn't have that I have.
So you're looking at the glass half full instead of half empty.
Basically. Yeah. And it's not easy though, because there are still places where I'm like, oh, I sometimes I feel like I don't deserve it. And sometimes I feel like I deserve it. Like what I mean is sometimes I feel like I'm so blessed that I what have I done to get all this? Worse is there are times when I look at people, I'm like, oh, wow, I wish I drove that car, or I wish I got that job, or I wish I stayed there, you know. But then I come in tune with my own reality for a second. Then I talk to my friends and they're like, hey, listen, we studied here, but we're not getting jobs. And I'm like, okay, so I studied here and I have a job. So I guess I'm blessed. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know if it's the right word to use, but comparison kind of draws me to come back. It's like my spirit leaves my body and then I bring it back and I just forcefully bring it back and I'm like, stay here, you know, and just see it for yourself. And then I try to tune it with spirituality. I don't know. I'm mixing it all up, but I don't know. I guess that's how it's been working for me very recently, like this year especially. But prior to that, it was so hard for me to be grateful because I was lacking things at that time. I did not have a car. I did not have a job. I haven't seen my family in years. COVID hit and I was alone, and you know, there was so much going on all at the same time. So I was lacking things. And at the time I was like, okay, a good time might be ahead, but then I was complaining throughout, like, oh man, I have this, I have that, you know, I have to wake up in the morning, I have to do this, I have to do that. But as soon as I started receiving the blessings, I don't know, I just became more humble. Does that make sense?
That is really good. You know, I said that is really good because, well, let me ask you this right now. You said, looking back at, you know, the times you didn't have the things you have right now. So you would agree that you weren't a grateful person, right?
Right. Absolutely.
You didn't have a why as to why you should be grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And now, You would say this is your why, that you're grateful, and you touched on age, health, and this is because you have the things that you have as well that you didn't have before. Or let me get that straight. So is the gratefulness because of the things you now have?
No, I think I phrased it wrong. I think it's the opportunities that I have. I think be it the good and the bad opportunities, because those opportunities is what taught me that there is a creator that's looking out for me. And I feel like if I fulfill what God has in plan for me, if I fulfill the goals God has in plan for me, God will bless me a lot more, is what my understanding is. So God puts me in these scenarios where I have to deal with it. I cannot run away from it, be it a relationship or be it if I was fired, or if I lost a job, or worst case scenario, and if I'm in a very bad situation, God puts me in that position to make me realize that, you know, in that scenario, I learn a couple of things. And then when a season of blessings come my way, I look back and I'm like, wow, you know. So I guess my answer to the question is not materials, but opportunities. Those opportunities is what helps me to be grateful. And if it wasn't for those opportunities, I wouldn't have a reason to be grateful for. Because all these blessings that I have right now, I was in a very desperate situation a couple of months or years ago when I needed all that I have right now. So when I was in that situation, I was praying. And now I still do pray, but then now I pray even more heartfully, you know, even with more of a trust, with more sincerity, like a lot more, it's more genuine. So the feelings are a lot more stronger when it comes to being grateful now. So if it wasn't for those opportunities, I wouldn't have realized all of this, is what I'm trying to say.
No, yeah, I completely agree.
Does that answer your question? I kind of mixed it up.
No, it does, because, okay, I wasn't asking that at you necessarily. I mean, I'm glad you answered, but like, I was also asking that for myself. And I mean, same thing. The opportunities that I've been given now, I've been blessed with, these are things to be grateful for, right? Now, these are things that I would say I also was praying for. I manifested. And by manifesting, I said there was a point even before I got a job, bro, while I was still in school, I would be like, look, I know these things have been given to me. I know I have them. I have them. I had that mindset before I got it. So I was grateful for these things. Now, let me give you a rebuttal. God forbid, imagine a scenario where I lose my job.
Hmm.
What kind of attitude would I have towards God? What kind of great would I be grateful if I were to lose my job, lose my health?
Very good question, because I don't know if this is again God speaking through us, because just yesterday, I kid you not, I saw a sermon by a priest where he was saying, you could lose everything, but in the end of the day, as long as you don't lose Christ, you won. You could, and he literally said it, you could lose your job, you could lose your wife, you could lose this, you could lose that, but as long as you don't lose Christ, you won't lose anything. So, I mean, you just said
saying.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I chose this topic, because I felt like it was speaking, like it was just like, you know, it was just like, say it out.
Well, I say that to say, I'll be honest with you, bro, because I'll be honest. If I were to lose everything, like I said, God forbid, I'm not even praying that.
Oh, now you took it to another level. You lose everything.
Bro, do you know the kind of debt, the debt I'll be in, the amount of money I'll owe? We'll see. So I'll be praying that God gives me another job. I mean, I'll turn into a prayer warrior, because my attitude will go from gratefulness to begging. Because now I will remember God to be praying every day, because I want God's help. That being said, I wouldn't be grateful, because I wouldn't have anything to be grateful at that point. But I'll be worried. I'll be in want. I'll feel like I'm lacking. You see what I'm saying? I'm just speaking for myself. You know, I don't know about you, how you would take it. Obviously, I don't.
No, that's a very good scenario.
I don't know what the scenario is. I've never played it out.
Yeah, I've never imagined it. But if I was to, like, what Job, when he loses everything.
Yeah,
he's infected. He loses his friends. He loses his cattle, his riches,
his family.
And then, you know, he's going through this test. But in the end of the day, he doesn't forsake God. You know, that's a very, it doesn't happen. It just, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I think it's all to teach a lesson of how we are mere humans, and we are born and we die. It's just literally, that's it, and we fulfill our purpose in life. And it's good to be ambitious. It's good to want more, but it's always better to stay grounded and always come back to reality when you feel like you want to have a lot more, which would eventually turn to a greed, which is not what we want. A healthy want versus a greed is two different things. So I guess not being greedy, but wanting more while being humble enough in the presence of God and in front of your fellow brothers and sisters and fulfilling your purpose in life, it's inspiring. The word for it is simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't get me wrong. I would love a $10 million yacht, and I would love to own an island and, you know, all that good stuff. You know, I would love that, but I don't know. I look at all these people all around my life and all these different things and these, what do you call it? Like, there's this Instagram creator, I forgot his name, but then he goes out to local restaurants and he gives money to them. And he's like, okay, how much would it cost for you to make 15 boxes of fried rice? And they give them some. And then he's like, oh, I'm just going to give it out to the homeless. And then the owners of the restaurant would go like, never mind, it's on the house, I'll take care of it. Now, kindness goes both ways. So then the guy goes like, you know what, I'll give you a tip for what you have done. So then he gives them a tip, and then they go and give out this food to the homeless. And there are so many videos of this, about this. And what it goes on to show is being grateful for each other's purpose presents and for what they do. And it creates a good ecosystem all around. It's just goodness flowing throughout. Yeah, I'm really going off script. I don't even know.
No, bro, you're good. You're good.
But yeah. So on that note, I guess. How do you? My last question would be: is how do you express gratefulness, like in a personal relationship setting or workplace?
Okay. Gratefulness, you know, in a workplace, I think just simply thank you after someone helps me. It's probably, but then again, that's after someone helps me, right? But I think being able to help or assist when other, my fellow workers are not around, you know, help alleviate the workload for when they come back from like vacation, sick days, you know, moments like that is one of the ways that I would, you know, show my appreciation for what I know they've also done for me. Not necessarily in the same form, but more so all the knowledge that they've been providing for me in times of like my lacking. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that I would, you know, provide for new and upcoming people or persons, you know, who are struggling in the same or is in the same position that I'm in or was in the same or is going to be in the same position that I was in. So like I would have to assist in any way I can. That's one way I'd say in a work environment. I think for personal, I think you said expressing. I think words of affirmation is probably the best way that I can say I express. And I've kind of been working on how I talk to people. Just because, like, I know I have a really smart mouth and can be really rude at times. So just understanding how to intelligently or I guess emotionally, you know, not undermine other people for their worth and value just because of something that I see that they're not up to speed or up to standard, right? Like you know how everyone has a deal breaker and whatnot. Okay, not even a deal breaker. Maybe there's a quality in somebody that you've seen that, oh, they're working on. You see that they still have that same issue. I don't know. Let's say it's like anger issues. Learning to not undermine the hard work that they've also put in themselves, you know, to change and get out of that anger issue. I think that's something that I'm working on through words of affirmation. Like I said, at least words of affirmation is one way, by just letting them know that I see your progress. Or,
oh, that's a big one. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not easy to appreciate the changes people are making in their lives or the changes that I'm making in my life, because someone can see me and still think I'm the same David from years ago. I could very much still be, depending on what type of David you've seen. Right. Or I guess are seen. But then again, how do I change my perspective of 2 years ago versus now of somebody when I'm still looking at them through the same lens that I saw them 2 years ago? Because that's the same perspective. That means that's just my mindset that I still have. Right. I'm not saying people change or people don't change. This is not a debate of if people change or can change. Right. This is more so not undermining the work somebody's putting in themselves just because I'm not willing to see changes. Right.
I see. Yeah.
And being able to see change is a form of gratefulness for me, because I find qualities and traits in that person that they've exhibited that I'm grateful for more. You know what I mean? Because now I'm more like, wow, this is a good thing. You know, if it was me, I probably wouldn't even take this thing that this person has tolerated for this long. But then again, I could also easily be focused on the negative side of that person and be like, oh, not even negative side of that person, or the negatives that I think I see in that person and be like, you know, they haven't made this progress. That being said, off the top of my head, obviously I can think of people who fit these categories that I'm bringing up right now. But at the same time, I'm working on being able to express those, express gratitude or gratefulness through words, I guess words of affirmation. So yeah, that's my answer to that question. And
That's a good answer. I think I have something very similar to that. I think I believe in giving people their flowers. I like to give credit where it's due, even if I don't like the person. I do my level best to give credit where it's due, because I feel it's more than just respect. It's literally giving them the flowers. One thing that makes me sad is when people express their love for someone after they pass away. When it just doesn't sit right with me. When that person was alive, you could have given them their flowers when they were alive. And now they're gone. Now they cannot experience that love that you're showing them now, you know, where, you know what I mean? So give people their flowers when they're alive, you know, when they're there in front of you. Like how you said, like appreciating them, you know, like not undervaluing them. It's very important, because it's a sign that you are grateful for their presence, for their existence. There are some people who can come into your life for a short period of time that could hurt you or make you feel depressed and all of that. But again, everyone here, everyone's put on this planet to fulfill a purpose. Be it a creator you believe in, God, universe, whoever it is, you are here for a purpose, and you will pass away one day. Until that day comes, you are here to fulfill that purpose, be it good, be it bad, right? So you have to fulfill that purpose. So everyone's fulfilling that purpose. So if there's something good that comes out of it, it's good to show that gesture. Like, I've seen these reels where people randomly, be it a guy, be it a girl, they would give them a bouquet of flowers. No reason, absolutely no reason. They just go to them and just give them a bouquet of flowers. And they just stand there thinking, why, what? So many questions. But most of them take it and say thank you with a smile, because they feel appreciated out of nowhere. And it's so random. It's just no reason. But what I'm trying to say is, like, those small acts of kindness is very powerful. And and practicing that everywhere, regardless, family, work environment, relationships, appreciating the other person's existence. Hey, listen, I appreciate you. Like, I just heard that the other day at the work, like someone literally yelled at someone and was like, hey, I thank you for what you did and appreciate for what you did, because that helped me a lot. And the whole room was silent, and it made me happy when I heard that. I was like, wow, that must be really nice for the other person, you know, because it's just, it's a very nice gesture. So you need to recognize other people's efforts, like you said, which really creates a very supportive work environment. And it's powerful, be it in a relationship, be it your dating, be it your family. You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day is not the only day you should be appreciating your parents. It should be every day. You know, buy your family roses every day, or treat them every day. You know, do it now. Live in the moment. You know, practice that sense of gratefulness, that gratefulness, which eventually be gratitude. Practice that and shift that focus and perspective, you know. Of course, it's not always going to be flowers and roses, but it's a healthy habit to form, and there's nothing to lose by forming that habit. Like we've always talked about, through repetitive actions, habits can be formed. And on that note, I think this episode can end with a line like, through repetitive positive emotions, such as self-talk, practicing gratefulness, gratitude, gratefulness can be experienced through if you practice positive emotions. And yeah, be humble, shift the focus, shift the perspective. And yeah,
be humble.
Be humble. Sit down. Sit down, be humble. Truly humble before God. Tug, it is.
I agree. I mean, there's just so much that we've talked about that I could literally say I'm gonna take home the workout. But bro, I'll be honest with you, out of like 10, I'll probably only take one. Only reason I say that because I'm sure the other 9, pride will not let me actually work on them. That being said, like I said, pride will be his own topic when that time comes, and hopefully I can talk more about what this pride is that I have. But
this episode was very different from the other episodes. We will have another
probably one of the most spontaneous ones, and I loved it. I like the fact that I had no idea what's about to happen.
Being honest with the audience, we went completely off script, but I loved it because that's what I was going to go with. The pride topic is going to be a complete 180. It's going to be dark, and I like that because we're going to do it.
You said dark.
So on that note, practice the positive emotions and experience gratefulness. Be humble, shift focus, and yeah, stay liquid.
Amen.